going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Inside every family, there is stress.
Sure.
Did you say yep to inside every family?
Yeah.
Inside every family. Yes.
Yes.
And we all think maybe we have it the worst.
Yeah.
Like dads will argue their situation comes with the most stress. And moms will laugh at that idea and point to all the things they're juggling.
But that's it.
Well, no.
There ain't nobody else, man.
In front of us, there was a study that shows the hardest person to be in an immediate family is not mom, it's not dad, and it's not good.
But they got the stress.
You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5. Excuse me. I just ate a banana and drank a soda at the same time.
Yeah.
And that was a terrible decision. Terrible decision. Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5, WCMF. We'll jump right into it.
Right.
A recent study suggests that the most depressed member of the average American family is the oldest son.
Really?
Yes. So the study used information from the past, along with a study that followed 182,000 kids that started seeing these doctors at 8 years old.
Yeah.
And here's what they determined. So right off the bat, firstborn siblings, period, were much more likely to have to deal with things like anxiety and depression.
Oh.
Only children had elevated anxiety and depression rates, but not as bad as firstborn children.
Because I always thought like the middle kid was the effed up kid.
Yeah, no, they're going to get into this in the study. But when you look at birth orders and gender, by far, according to this study, the eldest born son had it the hardest mentally.
So, okay, eldest born son. So... does that mean he's still the oldest, or
could he
have an older sister, but he's still the oldest son?
That's a great question, because it's not entirely clear with these numbers here.
Right.
But let's just go with firstborn and it is a boy.
You're the oldest, and you're the son.
You got it. Yeah. So doctors who did this study say it's hard to pin down why, but they do have some theories. The one argument is being the oldest, period, means you are a test subject for your parents' parenting skills.
True.
And they've never done it before, and they don't know what they're doing, and that can lead to a couple of whoopsie-daisies.
Mm-hmm.
The other theory, older boys tend to be more protective of their younger siblings, which leads to added stress in their life. Not quite as a parent, but older siblings were more likely in the study to worry about.
Almost the role of caretaker in a way, depending on how many siblings are involved.
Caretaker may be overstating it, but they found in this study, older siblings were more likely to worry about their younger brothers and sisters via vice versa. One more theory is the oldest boy is given more responsibility, and they see their parents' flaws faster than their younger siblings, which leads to the anxiety.
Yeah, because you're going to know them the longest.
Yeah.
And you're going to see them from ground zero almost.
That one checks out.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really paving the way for your siblings in a lot of ways. Just because you're the first to do all that stuff. So they get to kind of experience it through you before they actually get to it.
Does this make sense to you guys?
Yeah,
it kind of does. I mean, I was the baby, and I got everything and didn't have to deal with anything. And my brother, you know, he remembers being in an apartment with my mother and father in Queens, you know.
And, like, they had to take care of your parents while they were getting older. Well, you came up here to run your effing mouth.
Hey.
Hey, I'll send you $50 this year for the home. Hope it all works out.
Yeah, I had a cake.
I mean, Kimmy,
yeah.
You're the oldest,
yeah.
But you are a woman.
True.
Do you think that you or your brother had it harder growing up when it came to, like, the mental stuff you had to deal with?
I think that as the oldest, you're a little bit more aware of things. You both go through hard things, but I just think, like, you, and I don't know if this is more stress or anxiety, but I think you become an independent person faster.
Okay. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. With this study that is suggesting the oldest son is the most depressed member of an immediate family, does this check out for you? Because you can kind of see it in grown-ass people.
You can pick it out?
Well, I would argue if you talk to someone for 10 minutes, you can get a pretty good read on where they fell in the family age order.
I never think of it.
No, you don't think so?
No, I mean, I never think about that when I'm talking to someone.
I immediately know when they're the baby of the family.
Well, okay, so what do you see that makes them the baby of the family?
I do think they're very outgoing people, very social.
Oh, yeah. Check. Walking around Wegmans with their mouth open.
They just seem to have less worries than a lot of people, just based on the babies of the family that
C'est la vie. Is that the right word?
Yeah, sure. Why not? I mean, no, like I think where you're born, the pecking order, legitimately shapes your personality for the rest of your life. Because, like, let me put it this way. Tommy, you never wanted to date the youngest daughter of a family.
No. God, no.
Kimmy, did women feel the same way about dating the youngest son of a family?
I never thought about it.
You had all the bank, baby.
I never thought of it as being a
had a boat at 10. What are you talking about? I was at the yacht club. I will say this. I always think of the oldest as being bitter about things.
Oh, wow. Shocking take from baby Tommy.
Yeah,
no, but
that?
You all, but just in
because
general.
Because you got all the stuff as a kid that they didn't get?
Yeah, just a very bitter take on life.
Hey, I never got a boat.
Right, see?
But it's not even about what you get.
But I think that's part of it.
I think some of it is of how life was compared.
What you got away with versus what they got away with.
Yeah,
there were less eyes on you.
I mean, if things go well for your mom and dad financially, they get more comfortable as years go on, right? But in the beginning, it's tough.
I think it has less to do with
and you get bitter seeing what the young one gets.
The bitter thing I don't necessarily disagree with, but I don't know if it's financial. Because, like, it was frustrating watching how my siblings were treated by my parents versus how I was treated by my parents. And, like, here's the thing. I had it easy, right? Like, compared to other people, I never had a curfew. They didn't know where I was. Yeah. I was pretty much able to do what I wanted.
You also had a big enough age gap where you were old enough to recognize that, seeing it in, like, your younger siblings probably, right?
Yeah, well, okay, mine kind of gets thrown off, though, because my sister got pregnant at 15, so, like, that eliminates, like, the normal childhood aspect of it, right? I don't know. I mean, I'm curious if other people see it. Is there a bitterness in the oldest? Is that where this comes from?
When I mean bitterness, it's just, like, because you just, people are getting things you didn't. You know what I mean?
Or they were a little, I see
and attention.
More as they were a little bit more relaxed, like, the pressure wasn't there for that younger sibling than that you feel like it was there for you.
Like, the strictness eases because your parents change.
Okay.
Like, you know, your parents might come out really strict, but like, if you had four kids like your parents did, like, by the end, the strictness probably went away.
What do you mean 15-year-old sister got pregnant?
You were just like a bonus child, like whatever happens, happens.
Yeah. I love how you said bonus like they wanted that, like they were excited. I
mean, like they could take it or leave it kind of
like
thing.
I took really cool vacations with my parents. My brothers did not. And my sister, like, they went, you know, busted-ass car trips, right? I went to Vegas with my parents. I went to New Orleans with
my
parents.
Despite being a pain-in-the-ass kid, you know? It's not like you earned that trip.
I flew in a plane before all of my siblings, and I was the youngest.
That's great.
So why is that bitterness there?
So imagine little punk-ass me describing what being in a jet's like to these peasants that I had to live with.
I want to touch on something Kimmy said a second ago.
What's up?
Because, Kimmy, you said there's more pressure as the oldest?
I always felt like that. And maybe it's just the way I felt growing up, and it wasn't necessarily that way. But I felt that way as a teenager. Like, I felt like they put more pressure on me to, like, get a job.
Okay.
You know, there was just it'd be better in school. Like, it just felt like the pressure was there for me more than it was for my brother.
See, because I'd be curious, and you're not anywhere near this conversation right now, even though you are the youngest. Like, this does not apply to you in any way. I would think that younger siblings would feel more pressure to succeed if you
had...
Based
on
if you had, you know, one or two or three older siblings that did really, really well...
But chances are, like, how many people do you know that were younger siblings that got a job because of those older siblings? You know what I mean? Like,
oh, you're talking about, like, in high school and stuff?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm talking about, like, things like move forward, right? Like, you know, like, if I have a brother that's doing very well financially or, you know, is a boss somewhere, that's a lot to deal with.
Yeah. Like, if you're the oldest is a success.
Yeah.
And that happened in our family because my brother got his master's degree.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was it.
Yeah, but does that
everybody
bother
else sank to the bottom of the educational pool?
Did you say, does it bother you? He's been crushing what he had.
Yeah.
Like, oh, I had this and I had that. You don't think that's because he's jealous that his brother was a success and he's wearing pajamas?
What? These are nice pants. What's wrong with my pants?
It looks like you got him in Vegas in 1970 during that vacation.
I did, baby.
It's a Don Rickles special.
But do you think the competitiveness is there between oldest sibling and youngest sibling? I mean, especially the further apart they are in age.
Well, when it came to how close we had a baby, yes. But no, like, I mean, I was too far apart from my sibling. My brother and I were very competitive.
Yeah, like, okay. I always thought it was like, because my brother and I are 13 years apart.
Right, like, there's such a big age gap
I thought of him as an adult, not a brother, like, more like my dad's group, other than my sister and I were 8 years apart.
Okay.
So, and she was around more, right? So, like, yeah, my brother was, like, off to college, like
you never felt a competitive thing with him, even as an
I was
adult,
four when
right?
he went to college,
right? But I mean, as an adult, still, you know,
we
feel
have
like,
my brother and
like
I have
jealous
really,
necessarily.
No, we have a really good relationship.
Yeah, because my dad kind of has the same thing with his oldest brother, who's like a really successful guy. But I don't see like a jealousy there. Maybe because they had such a big age gap.
Okay, 252 WCMF again. A new study: 182,000 kids. Suggest that the firstborn son is the most depressed member of your family.
Enjoy that today.
The theories being, one, the oldest means you're the test subject for parenting skills. Two, older boys are more protective of younger siblings, which leads to added stress. Three, the oldest boy is giving more responsibility and sees their parents, flaws. There's that banana soda again. Sees their parents' flaws faster than their younger siblings do. The weird thing about this.
What's that?
How it happens so similar in every family. Because, like, everyone kind of falls into their roles based on where they were born.
Yeah.
And it then shapes you forever.
Mm-hmm.
Like when my siblings and I get together, it's me, my younger brother Ryan, my sister Megan, and then my youngest sister Katie. When we all get together, you can tell who was born when just based on the conversation.
Yeah. I mean, you all take on your role.
Exactly. But it's weird because we're all in our 30s now. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah. But that'll never change.
It's just weird how it doesn't.
Right.
Because we've all gone off on our own little, you know, tracks of life.
Yeah.
Right? Everyone's doing a really good job with everything they're doing.
Yeah, you're going to get there.
Yet, when we're in that room, like, there's not even pushback. Like, my youngest sister, we crush my youngest sister.
Yeah.
Right? And she's not even, like, stop. She's just like, yeah, whatever.
She's giving up.
That's fine.
You're just beating her down.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah. 252 WCMF 252-9263. Let's talk to Teresa. Hello, Teresa.
Good morning.
What do you got for us?
I got some family dynamics. You know, you just mentioned about your little sister, the spoiled one, the little one.
Well, in one way or another,
yeah. Well, that's spoiled, but I don't know. She was the little one. There were four of us. So my older brother, he's the hippie party guy, and my younger sister was the party girl, social butterfly.
Okay.
And then there was my little brother and me in the middle. We were like the responsible ones. We just kind of like hung back and watched their show.
Okay.
And we're like, you know, you just gotta like do the things, show up for the family, and hang back, and you can get away with almost anything because they were flying around doing their, the older ones were, older and the younger were doing their crazy stuff.
All right.
Like with cops, cops and whatever.
But. Sure, sure. Well, Teresa, thank you for the call. I appreciate it.
That is a middle child call right there.
So middle child just sitting back and observing.
She does bring up a good point in there somewhere. It's easier for the following siblings if you have an effed up older sibling.
Oh, yeah, because they suck all the energy out of the
room. Think one sibling that screws up it changes all the dynamics, right?
Yes.
Like all those stereotypes go out
the window. Easy to follow.
I vividly remember the day I realized I wasn't my parents' favorite anymore.
Yeah.
Because I do believe when I was growing up, just being the oldest son, like I was the one. Mm. So like when I decided I'm going to go do stand-up comedy for a living, right? Like I graduated high school. This is what we're going to do. I'm dropping out. Immediately, my brother Ryan was the golden child.
Yeah.
Like that was it. Like he had a great job. He was going to school. Look at him go.
Steady Eddie.
Yeah. And he's a kind human being.
Dependable guy.
Exactly. That was the moment I was moved over to the side and Ryan waddled his way to number one. He did.
What? Why you guys slipped there?
I watched it happen. I watched him waddle. You weren't there. Oh, is it her, little baby sibling boy?
Why you gotta take a shot?
Baby sibling boy. Don't like it when we're talking about our younger siblings. Baby sibling boy.
Waddling boy.
2 5
he was born in waddling clothes.
Let's talk to Roger. Hey, Roger, how are you, buddy?
Good. How are you?
Good, man. What's up?
I'm the oldest boy in my family.
Okay.
Got an older sister. My sister, Pam, and I, we kind of raised the last two to seven of us kids. And my sister, Pam, and I kind of raised the last
Says
two.
Every older set
ooh,
of...
Ooh, is that bitterness coming out?
Ooh, I didn't have any responsibility. Little bitter boy. Hey,
I practically raised you. You know, mom and dad weren't around much. I always had to do everything.
You realize he's got a horrific story he's probably about to tell
I'm telling you, but this is the story of every older set.
Roger, go ahead, buddy. I'm sorry.
My mom had gone back to work, so the responsibility fell on my older sister and me.
We had to get them crops in.
No, Roger, I do think that's a common story. Like, you know.
And it's made up.
It's not made up, you idiot.
Oh, my God. You know, they poured you a bowl of cereal. What? They make it sound like they ran the UN.
Oh, no, no.
I'm
so angry right now.
Let Roger talk, man.
I taught that boy how to play football.
Well, I did potty train him.
There you go.
It was a pretty cool method. He had messed his pants. And
yeah, we know how that works, Roger.
Will you let the man talk?
Really? So, took him in the bathroom, cleaned him up, and then I tanned his butt. And that's how I potty trained him. He never pooped his pants after that.
All right, I'm going to let you go. Roger, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Man.
Will you let him talk?
I regret saying, will you let him talk?
Slept that child.
That was my fault.
You wouldn't want to smell my hand after I slept that child. Irreverent potty training.
Little smelly hand.
Waddling child.
You know, it's before we move on, I do want to include this because this was the most interesting point.
What's that?
Talking about how these traits stay as you get older.
Mm-hmm.
There have been studies done that show marriages between two firstborn children are more likely than others to end in divorce. In fact, they're the most likely.
Oh.
They contribute that to both of them having strong personalities and the tendency to take charge.
Control freaks.
You got it. Mm-hmm. Meanwhile, marriages between two middle children are the most likely to be stable and last longer. Researchers theorize that's because middle children are traditionally problem solvers and do not rock the boat.
Oh.
Okay. Right?
It also has an effect you have at success. It's a stupid banana. It also has an effect on the success you have as adults. Firstborns are more likely to be the highest earners of the siblings. They are likely to have jobs and positions of power. Meanwhile, youngest siblings are more likely to take risks in their careers. They are also more likely to work in creative jobs such as art, music, and writing.
Look at that. Okay.
Right? And it's funny. Like, we all have this idea that we are where we are in our lives based on how hard we work or what we wanted. But it's bizarre to think something as simple as when you flew out of your mother dictates where you end up.
Mm-hmm.
And I get that it's not all the same for everybody. But
it's just your mentality of things, really.
But Kimmy, these numbers suggest there's a pattern here, right?
So who do you? So you don't want to be the oldest because you're the most depressed.
But,
you make the most.
Yes, you're the most depressed. You have the most anxiety, but you are the highest earner on average of the siblings.
But it sounds like the lower you go, the better it is.
Well, but you could be broken happy or anxious and rich.
I would take happy. I think most people want to be happy, right?
Little boy, you're talking about the little creative boy moved to his wife's house. Don't pay no rent. He's broke. The study works for this too. You pathetic little man.
But look, I'm wearing my pajamas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Nerds! Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro. What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking for a job is lonely. Endless searching, phone calls that go nowhere, applications that vanish into thin air. What if you could link with dozens of local companies who are hiring right now with just one connection? That's Express Employment Professionals. Find us at expresspros.com. One connection, endless opportunities, and no fees ever for job seekers. Express Employment Professionals. Expresspros.com.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
This is great news for all you cannabis enthusiasts in the greater Rochester area.
The Kimmies.
Well, look, the biggest bitch.
Why would you call her that?
That's how you made me stop talking. The biggest bitch from...
Why can't you say it twice?
The biggest bitch for pot users.
Yeah.
When it was first made legal here in New York. What? Why would I pay New York prices when I can just keep smoking it from where I'm getting it?
All right.
Well, the prices you have become accustomed to at the dispensaries?
Yeah.
They're going down, baby.
So how?
Down, down, down.
Like what?
Much like your mom. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock, 96.5.
Something about your mom.
WC.
Person in room.
We'll jump right into it. The price of legal recreational marijuana in New York is getting lower.
How they do it is when everything costs more.
Well, first of all, made in America, buddy.
Yeah, but the raw materials, Pat.
The price of, so the Office of Cannabis Management says the price of concentrate, vapes, am I saying that right, Kimmy?
Okay,
concentrate and vapes, excuse me. They're down 15% compared to last year.
Damn.
Edibles are down 15%. And flowered cannabis, that's just what you smoke, right, Kimmy?
I would think, yeah.
Okay, that's down 5%. And they say the reason is increased competition.
So this is awesome.
Yeah, the more legal shops that are opening, the lower the prices are getting. And as we speak, there are 370 legal dispensaries right now in New York State. 300 of those operating in the town of Henrietta alone. So, for the folks that were pro-legal marijuana, I think the biggest concern was what the state was going to charge when the dispensaries opened.
Yeah.
Right? And if you wanted to get your pot the legal way, how much more, Kimmy, it was going to cost you compared to buying it from the guy that lives down the street like you've done for years, right? I would love to know, and maybe we can find out here, because, I mean, it's 8:39, but if you smoke a lot of pot, you're probably not at work yet. 252-WCMF, 252-9263. Did the folks who say they were going to stick with their local dealers start buying legit Are you happy with what the prices are at the dispensaries, or are you willing to pay more based on the expertise and the items that you can get there versus just buying, you know, what you're going to stick in a bong from a buddy down the street?
I would guess it has more to do with the selection of it all. I mean, like, in the different forms that a dispensary has versus if you're, I mean, I guess if you're somebody that's, you know, just smoking it, then maybe you don't care as much. But yeah, you can go to those dispensaries and they have infused stuff that unless you really know somebody who knows what they're doing, I don't think you can really get that from the guy down the street.
Right, but let me ask you, because I know you never illegally purchased marijuana, Kimmy, but compared to your friends who did illegally purchase marijuana, are they more likely or you through them?
Oh, I think so. I know that people that do both.
Okay.
Like whether they're growing it themselves or getting it from somebody who grows it, they'll have that ready to go. But they also like to go to the store and browse and get like the gummies and stuff that most people aren't making on their own.
How high are these people getting, man?
Oh my God, could you not go old man on me
right
away?
Christ. Like the way she's describing it, I got a guy over here, I'm buying candy, I'm doing edibles, I'm doing a line of this.
A line of weed?
I don't know. They got it all, pet. They got stuff you don't even know about.
Same thing in different forms. Like they have sleepy time ones that are like infused with like CBD and stuff. I mean, it depends on what you're looking to get.
Sounds awesome. You're pro marijuana.
I am.
I always have to remind you every time we have this discussion.
I am. I like to mock.
Okay. So, Tommy, we know sales are good.
Mm-hmm.
We talked last week about how Henrietta says they are lowering property taxes with the money they are making off of the legal marijuana. Mm-hmm. So, is that money coming from people who got back into it later? Or are these folks that had a pot connection before the dispensaries opened?
I'm thinking it's people. I always thought people my age that didn't do it, did it as a kid, you raise your family now, you're retired, you're empty nesters, you're getting back into the game. Because I know a lot of people can't sleep.
Well, yeah, she just brought up sleepy time.
Yeah.
So I said a lot of people my age take it to sleep.
Yeah.
Because they used to have two glasses of wine or a couple of shots, and they find now no hangover, and I sleep great.
Okay.
And I mean,
it's medicine.
I've been to the dispensaries. It's all a bunch of Tommies in there.
Wait.
It's just Tommies and Kimmies.
Annoying, unfunny short men.
Yeah, we're just breaking down Bravo shows, getting blasted.
252 WCMF. All right, the potheads have shown up.
Oh, yeah.
Man, what a pothead name.
Mm-hmm.
Troy's on CMF.
Troy.
Hey, Troy, what's up, buddy?
Oh, hey, man.
What do you got?
I still buy from like a underground dispensary, like a front.
And oh, wait a minute. Wait
so
a minute.
It's like a store, but
yeah,
not doing it legally.
And they've got a full menu, all that stuff. They're knowledgeable, all that stuff. And it's way cheaper, but I'll go to the dispensary for like the special stuff, like the drinks or, the different candies or all the different kind of edibles they have.
Okay. So
you're still doing both.
So what are you buying from the illegal stores?
Just flower, as you called it.
Well, I was going based on the story. I'm not a pothead, man. Yeah. I got kids and a job.
Yeah, no, but
no, but Troy. So, like, when it comes to the flower, how much? How less? How do I put this? How much are
how
you
much
saving?
Yeah.
What'd you say?
How much of a discount are you getting by going to these illegal stores?
Hello,
Troy. Is your phone
Troy
working?
Troy, did you?
It's working. I can hear you again.
Sorry.
Okay, go ahead.
You broke up.
Yeah.
I didn't hear what your question was.
Troy, how much of a discount do you get buying from the illegal stores compared to the dispensaries?
Like half off.
Oh, wow. Oh, it's that much.
That's a good bargain. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. It's like $20 instead of 40 or 50.
But these dispensaries are still getting your money.
Yeah. Yeah, they are. Yeah, when I
this
go
kid's
to the
getting high old
real
day,
dispensaries,
man.
They're packed.
Troy.
Yeah, they're packed in there.
Troy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day. There goes Troy.
Yeah, I think I would guess that that's what the legitimate.
How much they smoking, bro?
What the legitimate dispensary has over those other places is just the variety.
You know, he brings up the illegal storefronts as we talk about prices coming down due to competition statewide here in New York for marijuana. Those storefronts, Tommy, a year ago were a huge issue.
The illegals.
You got it. And the state came down hard on them.
Oh, yeah.
They looked the other way for a long time until the dispensaries got... I mean, we haven't seen those in the news, Kimmy, in a very long time.
No. I didn't think there were many of them left.
I'm surprised that they're still there now because, I mean, the state really cracked down.
Mm-hmm.
They were confiscating all of the marijuana these people had. Mm. They were taking all of the money that they could find from these places. You lost that. I mean, the risk versus reward. And then you got Troy calling up a radio show. You're not going to those places all the time. You want the address right now?
Could Troy be so wasted he thinks it's illegal? But it's not.
He's actually buying parsley. Man, I go to this great underground place called Pontillo's, man. Smells delicious. You know, the most surprising part of this whole legal experiment
was it?
How these dispensaries have been thriving. Because, like, the state said you had to buy from them.
Mm-hmm.
But they carved out a tiny exception. And Kimmy brought it up a second ago. You were allowed to grow plants on your own property.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And Kimmy, you found out from some people you know, the amount you're allowed to grow turns out is way more
than you need.
Thank you.
The harvest you're going
to
get.
You're going to end up giving a lot of it to friends and family.
That and tomatoes.
Because you have like a year's supply for sure.
Like I personally would have thought when it came to cost, more people would have been growing versus buying.
But you may also find, I was going to say, you may also find that you're bad at it.
Is it hard to grow pot?
Well, it's like marijuana. I mean, it's like a house plant.
It's effort, and then you got to like dry it out and stuff. And I don't know, like if you're a heavy pocket smoker, like there's different types, and you know, if you're
high
for,
doing it, too,
if you're looking
forget.
For a specific type of plant, and I think work. Like, it's more work than a lot of people anticipate. So maybe they do it once and then they're kind of over it for a while.
No, but there may or may not be someone we know who is referred to as not the brightest bulb in the box, who somehow ended up with more than they could ever need for their entire life. Like, I think if that person does anybody
Google
can
helps
do it.
With that, but it's like Google and YouTube.
Okay.
but there's such a process to it. Like she said, like, you've got to dry it out, you know, raise it, water it, dry it out, processes it before you ever get high. It's like, I want a ham sandwich today. I'm going to go get a pig and a knife.
Yeah, but if the ham sandwich costs you $100 and the pig and the knife costs you $5, I mean, there are people that are going to go get that pig, get that knife, and here comes a ham sandwich. I'm just saying,
okay,
man.
Yeah.
252 WCMF, perfect transition.
All right, who we got?
Jim's on CMF. Hey, Jimmy, how are you, buddy?
Not so bad, bud.
What up, bud?
I grew one plant last year. I got to say it was a very good growing summer for Western New York.
Okay.
But I'm still smoking that now. I haven't had to go to any place to get it.
And that's one plant.
One plant.
And now, correct me if I'm wrong, Jim. You probably know better than I do. The state says you're allowed to have 3 standard plants and 3 maturing plants. That's the legals?
I believe so. Up to 6, I think, total.
Okay. So, Jim, were you a gardener before, or is this something you just tried?
I just tried it.
Was it hard?
It's a weed. It's a weed. It'll grow anywhere.
Yeah, that makes sense, you know, it being called weed.
No, it is. It will. Put a seed in the ground.
We believe you, Jim.
Throw a little Miracle-Gro on it. You're good to go.
Okay. And did you do it inside or outside?
I started it out inside. Got to be about 6-8 inches tall. And then right around now is when you're going to start bringing them outside.
That's when you get that pop.
The weather's changing. You grow them. You start them in like middle of March, and then by
Jim,
right
you high, baby.
In the ground.
All right, Jim, let me ask a stupid question.
Yeah.
What did this, like, what do you think you spent between seeds, stuff to make the plant grow, like front to back? What it
can't
what?
Be much. It's
zero.
No, the seeds. Where'd the seeds come from, Jim?
The plant, some plants produce seeds.
Okay.
So you
just keep using the seeds.
It's like how your wife grows from
generation
seed.
To generation.
I grow from seeds. So.
So you got the seeds from a buddy then?
No, well, probably. I don't know. Over the years, I mean, 5 years ago, you'd buy pot and you'd get a seed in it. You save it.
Oh, I got you. Then, okay. Bro, you're like the dude.
Yeah, or you can buy seeds online.
Yeah, you can buy seeds at the dispensaries, too.
Okay. What is a bag of seeds?
It's a dispensary.
I don't know.
All right. It's funny, Jim.
I've been to the dispensary, but it's way overpriced.
You're keeping the seeds from the pot you're smoking. That's like the guy who like finishes a can of soda and then like puts it in his car to bring home to put in the bag later.
Oh, yeah.
I'm not losing this 5 cents.
Oh, I do save those, too.
Jimmy, thanks for the call, buddy. Have a good rest of the day.
Hey, have a great day, guys.
Take care. Can you Google what a bag of seeds costs in New York? See if we can pull it up. Because, like, I mean, if the savings...
Yeah, but if you only can grow 3 to 6 plants...
Legally, you...
Oh, true.
...prude-ass bitch.
Do they only sell you 6 seeds?
I don't know. Well, I don't know how many seeds, like if it, what the percentage of like one seed succeeding is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
And not every tomato plant's coming up.
True.
Right?
Yeah. All right.
Like what if you, so like let's say I want to follow the law.
Right.
And I plant all the seeds they give
me. Let's say I get 12 seeds.
Yeah. And all of them come up.
They all hit.
Do I destroy the plants?
Or you got to give them to somebody.
Well, no, because you can't. That's illegal.
Well, I can't like give you a plant?
No.
How would they know?
Well, they would, again, they wouldn't. it is technically illegal.
Oh.
The only way for you to...
I thought you only just... You just couldn't physically have more than six plants.
No, the only you cannot gift marijuana legally to anybody. The only way to get your hands on the seeds or the actual product is to buy them through a dispensary legally.
All right.
Legally.
So then you got to destroy the plant.
I mean, yes, in legal ways. Because like, even if you have too much, giving that marijuana to a friend is, by definition of the law in New York, illegal.
Oh.
So you're looking at about $50 for a pack of seeds.
$50?
But there's all different strains of it. And it's they like this one's... Lemon cherry gelato.
Wait, what is it?
Shut up. Really?
Yeah, that's what it's called.
Is it supposed to taste like that?
It must.
That sounds nasty.
Yeah, there's a bunch of, they all have Tropicana poison.
That doesn't sound good.
Poison, yeah. You want some poison?
We got Facebook messages coming in. This person asked me not to use their name.
Mm.
Says, I grew my own plants last summer. And like you said, it was way too much. It would have been a big deal, but my... All right, let me try this again. It would not have been a big deal, but my fiance was bothered by the smell of it in the house, and that's even after I put it all in jars, so I won't be doing that again this summer. Is it that potent when you're growing it?
If you have that much, probably.
Okay.
And the marriage won't work out.
She's smoking it. You think it would help the marriage?
He's a little sensitive boy.
Okay. Remember when Kimmy got you marijuana gummies for Christmas?
Yeah, but me and my buddy got them.
Yeah, but you were the bitch.
You didn't do it either.
I was scared. I was really scared.
Yeah.
I didn't want to see what happened.
Well, because Kimmy said that you only can have a little bit.
I just said start out with a little bit. See how
that's what scared me.
Itty bitty body boy. Tiny body boy. No one, no marijuana gummies. Make him freak out. Have guilt finally for the first time in his life.
I don't know what these pants would look like if I got high.
How about some baseball?
If you're a parent or share a fridge with someone, Instacart is about to make grocery shopping so much easier. Because with family carts, you can share a cart with your partner and each add the items you want. Since between the two of you, odds are you'll both remember everything you need. And this way, you'll never have to eat milkless cereal again. So minimize the stress of the weekly shop with family carts. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy $0 delivery fees on your first three orders. Service fees apply for three orders in 14 days. Excludes restaurants.
Can't get enough baseball? Start streaming MLB Network today. Get up to 15 out-of-market games a week live on any device, plus 24/7 access to MLB Network's award-winning shows, including live game look-ins and exclusive player interviews. And hear live radio play-by-play from all 30 clubs with MLB at Bat. Enjoy the home of baseball from virtually anywhere. Plans start as low as $5.99 per month. Sign up now at MLBNetwork.com/stream. Available in the U.S. only. Blackout restriction applies. Visit MLB.com/subscribe for full terms and conditions.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
I'm Emma Greed, and I've spent the last 20 years building, running, and investing in some incredible businesses. The more success I've had, the more people started coming to me with questions. How do you start a business? How do you raise money? How do I bounce back from failure? On my new podcast, Aspire with Emma Greed, I'll be answering these questions and more through weekly conversations with the smartest minds out there. Listen to and follow Aspire with Emma Greed, an Odyssey podcast, available now, wherever you get your podcasts.
Buddy,
let's do it.
Your Rochester Red Wings were at home this weekend, and it's always a good time at the ballpark.
Oh, yeah.
But there is someone who has been a part of that franchise far longer than anyone else has that is getting some national attention.
This is pretty cool.
It's super cool.
Yeah.
And most importantly, because these people are like the nicest people of all time. You're hanging out in the break room, Rochester's Classic Rock 96.5, WCMF. We are joined by our good friend, general manager of Your Rochester Americans. And a man who looks amazing in a quarter zip.
Rochester Americans?
Oh, I'm sorry. Rochester Red Wings. I'm sorry. Playoffs on my mind this morning. Well, I mean, look, there's a lot of Rochester sports things happening right now.
Yeah.
Mason,
a lot of good stuff going on.
You
go.
Also like hockey.
Go Wings. I love hockey.
You're right.
I love the Amherst.
My apologies. You can go see them at Innovative Field across the street.
Wait, the Razor Sharks are Innovative Field? That's pretty crazy.
GM of the Rochester Red Wings, Dan Mason. Mason, how's it going?
Good morning, guys.
All right. First of all, thank you for bringing the best ballpark food you guys have.
Yeah, this is a treat.
Would you like to explain what we're eating here?
Sure. We're eating jambalaya today. And this is by far our most popular food special. This is what the season seat holders clamor for all year long. And you can get it tonight. Game time 6:05.
It's so good.
At the Black Angus stand on the first base side.
Look, ma'am, You have Cajun,
it's legit.
You have Cajun family.
Yeah.
Right? I travel for a living. Kimmy, I don't know what your jambalaya background is.
I don't have much experience.
This is so
mostly cool. In makeup. You're going to jambalaya it at all.
I don't even get it. Stupid joke.
Oh, she's coming for your jokes.
I guarantee.
She didn't get that, by the way. No, like you can't find good jambalaya in restaurants in the greater Rochester area.
No.
This is off the charts.
Yeah, delish.
Absolutely. Chunks of chicken, andouille sausage, rice, fresh vegetables, and loads of shrimp.
Squirrel, it's so good. Now you do this. Shrimp. I'm going to keep eating.
Well, he's rifling right through that sausage. It's delicious.
Yeah, it's very good.
Yeah.
All right, Maze. So 6:05 tonight.
6:05 tonight, teacher appreciation night. And it's our first Bark in the Park night, so you can bring your dog to the ballpark.
Okay, so you can bring your dog to the ballpark.
Right. Yep.
You made a face when it said teacher appreciation night. Why'd you make a face?
You're appreciating them for.
What? Are you kidding me?
Oh, yeah. Hey, great job.
What?
Yeah?
Hey, it's secure job night and summer's off night. We salute you, our fans that had the entire summer to enjoy baseball. Thank you again for your service.
Well, first of all, it's good marketing.
Hey, didn't your wife work in a school?
Yes. That's why I have a house to live in. I salute her and her summer's off and full medical.
How does Bark in the Park work?
So you bring your dog to the ballpark, go through the Plymouth Avenue gate, and we have the dog pound area, which is out by the left field scoreboard, and we rope off the third base berm.
All right. But yeah, you can't be walking through the joint.
Well, no, but I mean, some people have to, like, if you go get food, can I bring my dog to go get my jambalaya?
No. You bring another human that can. We got to keep the dogs in the dog pound.
Gotcha. Allergies and stuff.
Yeah.
And poop.
Just dogs.
What's that?
You know, dogs, you know, they get crazy.
Okay. No, I understand. I've seen dogs before. Thank you. Yeah. I just wondered.
You know, dogs are crazy.
If I want to get my dog jambalaya, can I bring my dog to get the jambalaya?
Probably not a good idea on the ride home.
All right. So 6:05, first pitch tonight.
Yep. 1:05 tomorrow. Clean sweep day tomorrow.
Oh, I love clean sweep. It's our favorite day of the year.
How does that work?
It works like this.
What do I do?
Show up at the ballpark at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
All right?
You get but is it early t-shirt. For a game?
No, hey. Full day tomorrow. 8 o'clock in the morning, show up at the ballpark, get a free t-shirt.
Free t-shirt.
Breakfast, free breakfast.
And food. But that's insane.
Free coffee. Then we'll give you instructions on where to go to help beautify the city we know and love. Get on a bus, go there to the job site, a couple hours of volunteerism, come on back to the ballpark around noon, you get a free ticket to the game.
Wow.
You get a free Zweigel's hot dog.
So two meals.
And a free Coca-Cola.
Look at that.
Wow.
Yeah, what could be better than that? Sorry. All for just a couple of hours of sweat.
Eliminating the first part.
All right, let me ask you a question, because that is a fantastic situation.
And it cleans up the city, Pat.
Very noble. How hard do I have to work to guarantee my ticket to the game tomorrow?
I mean, you got to try. No, like, will put a little effort in.
Will there be someone watching?
Like the sheriffs with those mirrored glasses?
Yeah.
He's going to sit on the road in those southern movies?
Because, like,
little less talking over there, boy. This, like, ain't the high school prom now.
Like, let's say hypothetically.
Wait, you're just going to show up and go for a walk? What do you mean? I mean, you're already there.
Let's say Tommy and I want free breakfast, free lunch, a ticket to the game, and we want to beautify the city, but...
Not that much.
Exactly.
Well, yeah, you didn't show up to our work one, so...
Well, yeah, you're right. if we stand there with a ring...
There's no quota.
Yeah, like, right. Well, like, how does that work? Is there someone...
Just work a little
bit. No, I'm not saying not to work. I'm asking, in a weird situation, is there going to be someone that comes back to the ballpark and is like, they didn't do anything?
I don't think they're going to be keeping score as who... cleans better than
there will be narcs though that are working there. Who doesn't deserve a hot dog? You didn't do nothing.
Tomorrow, 1:05. Show up at the ballpark at 8.
All right. Sounds good.
Do a little volunteering.
You also you usually have some Rochester Red Wings that go out and clean with everybody.
Absolutely.
So who do we know yet who this year is?
Chase.
Yeah, who you mad at?
A couple of our pitchers are going to be volunteering tomorrow.
I mean,
Chase,
like,
Selesky and Seth Schumann.
Okay, I'm sorry. Who was the first one I cut you off?
Chase Selesky.
Okay, Chase Selesky. It, you know, like, being a pitcher seems like a great gig because you only work once every 5 days.
Yeah, but then this happens. The things they don't tell you about.
All right, so 1:05 first pitch tomorrow. What about Sunday, Mace?
Sunday, game time 1:05. Kids can run the bases with the world's fastest mascots, Spikes and Mitzi.
Is that confirmed?
Yes.
Yeah?
For sure. I guarantee it.
No, you didn't do the voice right.
I guarantee it.
Thank you, Bass. You know what? It was funnier the other way.
Because it's jambalaya night tonight.
Is it? So, but only jambalaya tonight?
Tonight.
All right, so I'm not, I can't get the jambalaya Saturday and Sunday?
No.
If I'm looking for jambalaya.
You got to go tonight.
All right.
Get it tonight.
But I'm telling you, it's worth the ticket to the game just for the jambalaya. It's delicious.
Mm-hmm.
All right, so with all that being said, very exciting weekend with the Red Wings over at Innovative Field. You guys are getting some national attention.
Yeah.
Specifically, one very special man, Fred Costello. Now, correct me if I'm wrong. Is the longest playing professional sports organist in America.
In the history of professional sports.
Oh, it's not even active.
In the history of all sports.
So how long has he been there for?
This will be his 49th season.
Holy damn. Cow.
Yeah.
Is he broke? Is he coming up short or something?
No. He's 89 years young.
That's amazing.
And he still tickles the ivories every game.
Not only is he a brilliant player, like he's sharp as hell. Like, I don't mean to be like 89-year-olds all like that, but like, you can, that guy, he's funny, he's engaging, right? Like,
he's a salesman.
All right, so this is a piece. So CBS National News,
National News
came to Rochester to do a piece on Fred Costello. And you said Saturday night there will be like a big long piece?
We were told by CBS that they're going to do an extended version of the interview that ran last night. And the interview that ran last night was amazing.
All right, so here's a piece of it from last night.
Fred got his start playing in Vegas lounges. And then this gig came up in 1977. The dream was to be a ball player himself, but players come and go.
I don't see too many guys playing ball for 50 years.
I love it. But here's the thing. As great as Fred is, somebody else stole the show last
night. Oh, really?
Because Fred has his wonderful, beautiful wife, Kathy.
So they've been married. This is the sweetheart he came here for.
Yeah.
Correct.
They've been married for a long, 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 long,
long time.
In fact, they show a picture of their wedding, their wedding photo. And, I mean, I know you used to babysit for Fred, so you probably know what they look like. But it's like the most, like, 1940s, just after the war, wedding picture you've ever seen. So Kathy, Fred's wife, also works for you guys.
She's worked at the ballpark a very long time. She's been our night secretary, you know, since before I got there.
Still works the switchboard.
Hello.
Red Wings, what can I do for you? But last night in the interview, Fred wants them to meet his wife, and she stole the show yesterday.
Well, yeah, he's on the screen four times a night. He's been there 49 years on that screen. And me, they don't know. I hand out the paychecks.
That's the real
important
job.
No one gives a shit.
Do you think at home, like, he has an organ, and when she starts yelling at him, he just starts playing that organ louder? Dun, 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 dun.
He definitely has one at home. He's got a studio in their house.
Oh, man, he's great. So, and by the way, he's written a book. He's got several albums.
Yep.
Like, the guy, he's a phenomenal human being.
He wrote the Here Come the Red Wings song.
He wrote that song?
You hear every night. Yeah, he wrote that.
Red Wings.
Composed it, wrote it, played on it.
Does he play out anymore, or is it just Wings?
Puccinelli out to belly, Gritch and Baylor too. There you go. There's just a couple of the lyrics.
Yeah, you nailed it.
Jambalaya night tonight.
Call CBS, bring him back. Get that on film. Does he play out anymore, or is it just the ballpark now?
No, he still plays out. He plays at the Jazz Fest every year.
Oh, Pat loves it. Pat has a great opinion about jazz.
What?
I'd like to hear it.
Well, no, I mean.
Did you tell Chet when you've been home that you love jazz?
You called him Chet.
Did you?
Why did you call him Chet?
I don't know. Because it sounds jazzy.
Oh, you don't know his name? You don't know his name? He's been doing this for longer than anybody else in the history of the world. Hey, hey, Chet Costello, ladies and gentlemen.
Tell about the jazz.
And his wife, Barbara. Oh, okay. So, Mace, loaded weekend this weekend.
Big weekend.
Tonight.
Tonight, 6:05, Teacher Appreciation Night and Bark in the Park Night.
I don't know why that
tomorrow,
is so funny. Oh, but you forgot. No, you forgot the most important
tomorrow,
thing.
And jambalaya. Tonight.
Tonight.
Only.
Tomorrow, bankers. Vegas. Salute to bankers. We salute you, bankers.
Jambalaya tonight at the Black Angus stand. All right. Game time, 6:05. Tomorrow. Game time, 1:05. Clean sweep starts at 8 a.m.
Mm-hmm.
So if you want to get a free ticket to the game, all you got to do is show up tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah.
All right? Mm-hmm. Then Sunday, game time, 1:05, you can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi. Kids can run the bases with Spikes and Mitzi.
Yeah, we've talked about this. Yeah, yes, so kids. Only kids. Even though you don't have a clear definition on the back of the ticket of what a kid is.
Well, 12 and under.
Where'd you say that?
Sunday, game time, 1:05. Jambalaya tonight.
Your general manager of your Rochester Red Wings, ladies and gentlemen, Dan Mason. Mace, always a pleasure,
buddy. Yeah.
Thanks, guys. Have a great weekend.
Hey, always great to see you.
Great to see you guys.
All right.